Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week we have our weekly check-ins. We have a Stump the New Mom segment, and we have our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Let's get to it. Hey, welcome to episode 36. Shauna, hello.
Hi, hello, hi. Hello.
So let's get going on these check-ins. What's going on with your week? How old's your baby now?
Oh, she's 8 weeks old.
No.
Oh my gosh, it's gone so fast. I can't even believe she's almost 2 months.
That is, yeah, wow.
Yeah. So this week, something interesting happened. I was at breastfeeding support group, and my baby just was like crying and fussing after eating, and the lactation consultant, one of them there, is really sweet and nice and so helpful. She was like, is she okay? What's wrong? And I was like, I don't know. I think she has reflux maybe. Like, she spits up a lot. And she's like, oh my gosh, yeah. She's just like, she looks like she's not, doesn't look good. And like, I was looking around the room and like, no other baby is crying after feeding. Everyone's like calm and looking around. And there's my baby like, and like spitting up, like almost projectile vomiting, spitting up. And the consultant was like, when's your next appointment with your doctor? And I said, oh, 2 weeks for her 2 month appointment. And she said, well, you might want to think about calling your doctor today and see if there's anything maybe he could do for her. And I was like, oh, interesting. Because, you know, I'd suspected she had reflux, but you keep hearing like, oh, all babies have reflux. And have I talked about this already?
You know what? To be honest, I don't know.
I am having serious deja vu.
A lot of people, you know, it's probably because this has been your life for how many weeks now?
It is. Well, I was going to maybe talk about it on last episode, and I didn't. I specifically saved it. So I don't think I have talked about it.
Well, go for it. I'm anyway. Sure you're not the only person. I'm sure listeners are also struggling with this. So more is better.
Okay. So I suspected maybe she had reflux, but I wasn't kind of trusting my intuition because I kept reading like most babies have some reflux and some have severe reflux. And I'm like, I don't know if it's severe, but I was getting to the point where like I said, she was crying after feedings and she was spitting up a ton, like at least a couple times. It almost seemed like she was vomiting. Her voice was getting hoarse. Like when she was crying, she sounded kind of hoarse. And so all these things were adding up. And then the consultant said that to me, and that almost like gave me some legitimacy in my concern, which is crazy. I couldn't just trust my own instinct and call my doctor. But that gave me some like push to do so. So I called the doctor, and the nurse was like, okay, let me have the doctor call you back. And the doctor called back and was like, well, we can give babies like that Zantac. So why don't you bring her in tomorrow morning? So they got me in right away. And I saw the doctor, and he's like, yeah, let's get her some Zantac and see if we can help her feel better. And I was like, really? Like, it's that easy?
Wow.
Like I was scoring some drugs or something. I don't know. But I don't know why. I just thought it would be hard to get my baby some Zantac or something. It's crazy.
You got to go to the street corner, get that baby Zantac.
Yeah. Off some guy in a big trench coat.
You know where I can score some baby Zantac? I need it real bad.
Oh, man. The lengths you go to help your baby. So we've been doing that for a few days, and I do see a difference. I really do. She's not crying as much. She's sleeping better. Remember, I was like, she was like crying, having so many problems at night, screaming and grunting and crying.
Poor baby.
For hours. Yeah. So I'm excited to stick with it and see if it continues to improve even more. But I've got the goods, Laura. I've got the goods, and I'm giving it to my baby, and I'm excited to see if it helps her even more.
How do you give babies Zantac to babies?
It's a liquid, and that I put in a little syringe and
That makes
like
sense.
Squirt it in her mouth. Yeah.
Like how you do with cats.
Yeah.
Just relate everything to cats, and I understand.
I imagine it's just as finicky too. Like her little head is like, like her mouth just doesn't want to stay in place for this little syringe.
She has fewer teeth.
Yeah, that's true. The risk of bite injuries is much lower.
Although my older cat, Magnus, he only has 4 teeth, as you know. So
that's easier. But then there's another piece of exciting news.
Yes, tell me.
Our babies met this week.
That's right. This is probably why I wasn't sure if we talked about the reflux on the podcast or in person, because we actually got to see each other in person for the first time in, what, 2 months? No.
Maybe 4 or 5 weeks.
No, since right the day before my C-section.
Oh, yeah.
I got to meet your baby the day before my C-section, and then We haven't been able to see each other because you've been sick nonstop.
Nonstop. Yeah, still hasn't ended, but that's okay. There was like a brief break in my illness where I was able to come and meet your little baby. And he's so cute. And it was so great to meet him. And our babes met. And we should share some pics from their meeting with the listeners.
That's right. We did get some really cute pics of us holding each other's babies. So, you know, don't get confused, listeners.
Yeah. But yeah, so all in all, it's been a really good week with those things. And that's pretty much it for me. What about you?
Well, speaking of being sick, I got a cold.
Oh, gosh.
I know. It wasn't a bad cold, but it was one of those things where, you know, just like you, if you didn't have a newborn, you would just try to sleep it off and you take a bunch of NyQuil so you could sleep all night. And yeah, that wasn't happening. So it was just a tiny head cold. It probably lasted 3 days. I'm still a little stuffy from it. But the thing is, oh, and my baby's 4 weeks old, so almost a month, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it went away pretty fast, all things considered. The thing I was really worried about was my baby getting sick, right?
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm constantly in his face. You know what I mean? Like there's no way to keep me from him. Mm-hmm. But then I did a bunch of reading about it and, of course, called my mom, panicked about it, and was educated in the fact that apparently when you're breastfeeding, you create antibodies in your breast milk to protect your babies. So basically, breastfeeding was the perfect thing to be doing then. And so I just breastfed. I tried to make sure I breastfed even more and like didn't feed pumped milk. Like, you know, nowadays I've been pumping like once a day so that Corey can have one feeding and I can get a little extra sleep. But I wanted to make sure I did all the feedings myself so that he could get all the antibodies. And yeah, he didn't get sick. So that was a win.
That's great. I'll say now that I think about it, my baby didn't get sick either with all the stuff I was going through. And that's very cool. That's cool.
Magic boob juice.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so the rest of this week has been pretty much just dealing with that. Oh, the other big thing. It's so funny. I feel like the last time we talked, you had to like prompt me for a check-in. You were like, remember we talked about how you weren't sleeping and are you sleeping better? And I was like, oh yes. Yeah. Same thing. I'm like, nothing big happened this week because I think my brain is in such a fog after 4 straight weeks of, you know, basically sleep deprivation. Like, he's sleeping okay, but I'm still only sleeping at best 3 hours at a stretch, and that's not good for the brain, clearly, because I don't remember. Nothing big happened this week, except for it was my very first week alone with the baby all day.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So
maybe how is it?
Blocked it out. No, it actually is okay. So my mom, you know, had been staying with me for a month. We interviewed her on a previous episode.
Yep.
And actually the last episode. See, this is how my brain is working. When did we interview her? Just last week. Seems like a million years ago. So she left on Sunday and then Corey went back to work. So I had my first stretch of full-time solo momming during the day. And, you know, it's been a challenge. I feel like the logistics are the challenge because, like, when you put the baby down, you have to put the baby down somewhere safe, right? So, and you obviously can't have the baby in your arms at all times because sometimes you just have to, like, go to the bathroom or, you know, like, empty the dishwasher. And you don't have to empty the dishwasher, but sometimes it's necessary because there's piles of dishes. Anyway.
Yeah, or you just want to.
Or you want to. Sometimes you just really want to. so that I feel like it's the logistics of that has been the hardest thing. Like, okay, like order of operations. Like, okay, so I'm going to put the baby down in the bassinet. Hope he doesn't freak out because he's on his back. He doesn't like being on his back. But I don't want to put him in the swing because the cats are out there and I still don't trust the cats to not jump in the damn swing with him. you know, like all these things. And then I have to like run and do this. And like, when can I get my contacts in? I feel like trying to figure out when to get my contacts in has been one of the harder tasks.
Interesting.
Because, you know, a lot of things you can do with one arm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like,
no, you got to like hold open your eye with one hand.
Yeah, it's just you need both hands. But yeah, it's been working out. I've discovered that first thing in the morning, he's actually kind of chill. Like once he wakes up and feeds, then afterwards he's just sort of like cooing and looking around. And so I just like, I'm able to put him in the bassinet for like a good 5 minutes while I go to the bathroom and put in my contacts. So learning things. But yeah, I've discovered I think I can get one thing done every day. Like I can't get
one substantial thing. Or yeah. Are you counting contacts as a thing?
No. Contacts don't count. I'm sorry. Okay. Contacts are baseline. You know, I have to be able to see.
Yeah.
I could wear glasses, but they're just such a pain in the ass to me. Like, I feel like they're always falling off my face, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just don't like them. So, but I can get, like, one other thing done. And for some insane reason, I decided that other thing I wanted to do on, like, Tuesday was bake cookies.
Important.
Well, I baked oatmeal cookies.
Okay, galactagogues.
Galactagog. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it was important because it turns out all I ate for the rest of the week were oatmeal cookies. Oatmeal raisin. My gosh. So there's, like, fruit in there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All the food groups.
Yeah. But so yeah, I did, I was able to do oatmeal cookies one day, and then basically every other day it's like the laundry is the one thing. I mean, like, and the man, my little guy goes through a lot of laundry because he's also a spitter upper, mm-hmm. but he's like a happy spitter upper.
Oh, good. That's good.
Which is what my pediatrician was like, oh, if he's not like upset about it, I wouldn't worry about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, well, yeah, he just kind of goes, bleh. Like, it's done. Every once in a while, he kind of, like, looks like it's uncomfortable, but only for a few seconds. Like, it's not like you describe of crying after the mm-hmm. feed and everything. Like, usually it's a struggle to keep him awake to burp him.
So, oh, yeah. It's just, so he's like, happy.
Yeah, so he's fine. It's just that he doesn't like keeping all the contents of his stomach in his stomach. So, mm-hmm. you know, I have to change the clothes. I have to change, like, the crib sheet. Oh, my God. Like, or, like, the bassinet sheet.
Yes.
Like, so I've been in the middle of the night, I've been, like, rotating at 180 degrees. And then I'll have to, like, take it off because I only have two that fit right now. So, like, I do my best to try to get through the night without him, like, sleeping in his own filth, but also with the limited resources. So, anyway, then I have to do laundry in the morning. All the burp rags. I ordered more burp rags.
So many burp cloths. So many burp rags.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, yeah, these are
my
days.
Well, now I feel better about giving you some burp cloths for a baby shower gift.
Oh, my God.
They came in handy.
Little did you know that was, like, the best gift you could have given me. This is the number one thing I need more of every single day. I'm like, why do we not have enough of these? So, mm-hmm. yeah. No, you did good. You done good. See? Anyway, I feel like that's my very hazy check-in for the week. Okay. So we should move on.
Let's do it.
Let's do it after we hear from our fine sponsors this week.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not one skin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Alo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Alo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Alo Moves has to offer, visit alomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Alo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's alomoves.com, code BFP. alomoves.com, code BFP.
All right, we are back with our segment Stump the New Mom, which used to be Stump the Prego, but we're not pregnant anymore.
We're not pregnant anymore.
We're not.
Thank God.
Woohoo! So we're just doing a little 180 here with our trivia segment. And let's see, what's the score? We're even now, right? We've each won a round of
You are correct.
Trivia? Okay.
Last time, let's see. Yes, on episode 24, I tied it up because you won the first round, I won the second round. So we're tied 1-1.
Ooh, pressure's on. I'm getting nervous.
I know.
Who's going to go first? I think you should go first.
Okay, yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, you know who Shaquille O'Neal is, right?
The famous actor. Just kidding. I know he's a baseball player. I mean, no, I do know he's a basketball player.
That was really good. That was a good thing. Maybe we should just award this one to you because that was a solid joke. Okay.
I'm real curious what this trivia question about Shaquille O'Neal is.
So we all know Shaquille O'Neal. He is a former Los Angeles Laker, a well-known, very gigantic basketball player. But do you know what he weighed at birth, Shauna?
Oh, okay. This is interesting. Okay.
I'm going to give you three options. Ready?
All right. Yeah.
Was he 6 pounds, 11 ounces, 7 pounds, 13 ounces, or 9 pounds, 2 ounces?
Oh, damn. Well, the obvious choice is 9 pounds, 2 ounces because he's big and that's the biggest number given to me. But I wonder if you're trying to trick me and maybe he was a tiny baby and we'll all be like, what? Or maybe he was 7 pounds. What was it? 7 pounds, 6 ounces?
6 pounds, 11 ounces, 7 pounds, 13 ounces, or 9 pounds, 2 ounces.
Okay. Totally wild guess. I'm going to go, because I think it would be interesting, I'm going to go A.
No.
Oh,
he was 7 pounds, 13 ounces.
Oh. I almost did that one. Well, that still is interesting, though, because that seems like a really average-sized baby, and he's
totally
not average-sized man.
He is not. I tried to find out how long he was, how tall he was at birth. I could not find that out. Mm-hmm. I did find out that I think his son was 23 inches long at birth, so, which is long. That's long.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, so. Wow. Well, that's a... That's a zero for you.
Oh, thanks for rubbing it in.
I'm not competitive at all.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Here's my first question. When they are born, a newborn's stomach is the size of which popular nut? A, walnut. B, almond. C, hazelnut.
Ooh. Walnuts are big, I think. Like, if we're talking about, like, a walnut in its shell, that's a big nut. And I know that babies' stomachs are, like, teeny tiny. I'm thinking an almond is too small, though. Those are real, it's real small. Are hazelnuts small? Hazelnuts, like, are more spherical than almonds, so I don't know volume-wise. I'm feeling hazelnut mostly because I want to eat a hazelnut right now, so I'm going to go with hazelnut, final answer.
Man, that logic put you in the right direction, which puts you ahead of me. Congratulations, you got right. But all that is tiny. Is that not tiny?
I know. You know, when I partially know that because I've been obsessively reading about how much babies should be eating and stuff because, like, I find it fascinating and also, like, no one tells you really like how much a baby should be consuming. Like there's all this different information. And when you're breastfeeding, you have no idea really how much they're getting. So I encountered some, I didn't know hazelnut was the size, but I encountered that it's like just a few milliliters, right? It's like a tiny, tiny.
Yeah, that's so small. Although it does grow quickly within the first week, it grows to the size of an apricot.
Mm.
But when they're born, it is that small, which makes you realize why you need to feed them so often in the beginning.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so all right, 0-1.
All right, ready for your next one? You might get this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
In you. Okay. How many calories are burned for every ounce of breast milk you create?
Hopefully a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm baking on. But how much is a lot? Okay. Ready? Is it 20 calories, 25 calories, or 30 calories?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I feel like 30 is too much wishful thinking, even though it's not that much higher than 20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 20.
You are correct.
Oh, yay!
You are correct. So the average 1 to 6 month old takes in between 19 to 30 ounces of breast milk every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 380 to 600 calories a day that you are burning.
Oh, is that why they tell you to eat 500 extra calories a day when
you're
breastfeeding?
Yeah. Because that falls right in the middle. So
yeah,
that follows.
Fascinating. Things you learn.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Are you ready for your next one?
Yes, we're tied now, yes?
Yeah. Fine.
Okay.
On average, how many miles does a new parent spend pacing to calm their baby in its first year of life?
Oh, my God.
A, 84. B, 215.
Oh, my God.
C, 730.
Oh, my God. The first year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to break this down. This is the calculator again. We've established calculators are allowed, right? We don't have to. We can change
like,
the rules.
I feel like use your mind estimated
calculator. Okay, okay, okay. So wait, give me the numbers again then, because I just need to remember.
84, mm-hmm. 215, or 730.
84, 215, or 730. Okay, so 365 days in a year. So double that, it's, you know, in the 700 range. I don't think we're walking 2 miles a day to shush our babies. Let's see, 84, like a quarter. I'm just going to go with 84 because you're pacing, but you're not going that far. People's houses aren't that big. So yeah, 84.
That's what
I did. Oh, shit. What was it?
730.
What? No way. Yeah. You walk 2 miles a day?
On average.
Shushing our baby? No fucking way.
Yes, it's equal to 28 marathons in over 365 days.
Damn. Combine that with breastfeeding, no wonder you can just lose that baby weight.
Yeah, it just slides right off. It's just so easy. I will say I don't pace a lot with my baby. I'm not a big pacer, so I probably bring that average down.
Yeah, you know, that same with me. I'm not a big pacer either. I'm a swayer.
Mm-hmm.
I like to stick them in the Moby wrap and sway.
Yeah. Or bounce. But Steve is a pacer. He'll walk around. Like, wow. He's been wearing a fitness watch, and then he's like, gosh, I met my steps for the day. I'm like, you haven't even left the house. What are you doing? So I guess it is possible.
I have been hitting my move goal more on my Apple Watch, so.
That's good.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, it's tied. It's really tied still. So going into the final round.
All right.
So how far can newborns see? As in, like, how far can they see in distance from their face? 6 to 8 inches, 8 to 12 inches, or 12 to 16 inches?
I feel like this is something I know generally, but breaking it down to get specific, I'm at a loss. Read those one more time.
6 to 8 inches, 8 to 12 inches, or 12 to 16 inches.
My sleep-deprived mind is literally just swirling those numbers in my head. I can't even remember what you just said. So I'm going to go ahead and just say the shortest distance.
The six to eight?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's 8 to 12 inches.
Shucks.
So it's, I guess, approximately the distance between your arms and your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 11 inches. I haven't actually measured, but that sounds about right. So, yeah, that's as far as they can focus in those early weeks.
Wow. And then everything else is just a blur.
Just all they can see is your face.
Aww.
You're gazing lovingly and sleepily at them. All right. Let's see. We either tie it or if I don't get this question right, we're tied still, right?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
I feel like this is going to be an easy one. No, you know what? Let me give you a different one.
Oh, I see. I see how it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I stocked up my questions. I stocked up. That's my strategy. The average new parent gets how many hours of sleep per night in the first year of their baby's life?
Oof.
A, 3.5, B, 4.4, C, 5.8.
You know what? The first year of life is what the question is?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like at about 6 months, in theory, and I know this is very much in theory, they should be sleeping for much longer stretches, which allows you to sleep for longer stretches. So I'm actually going to go for the highest one. What was it, 5.8?
Yes.
That's what I'm going for.
No.
Damn it.
You're wrong. Sorry.
It's depressing. What is it?
It's B, 4.4.
Ugh.
I was shocked by how low that is. Like,
that doesn't seem sustainable at all.
No, it really doesn't. I think maybe does it average out because you're getting so little in the beginning, and when you get more later, it all just kind of averages to this really sad middle number?
But that means
number?
You're getting zero at the beginning? I mean, it seems very grim.
Yeah.
It means that what you're getting later is still not that high.
I know.
Because I'm definitely getting 4.4?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting 4.4 hours of sleep a night right now. Are you?
Yes, I am. That's why I also found this hard to believe. But I don't know. The random internet article I read doesn't lie.
The internet never lies.
No, it doesn't.
Well, the conclusion is that we are still tied, so I guess that's good.
Yeah, I guess so. Or we could do a tiebreaker question. You didn't stock up your questions.
I have a tiebreaker question.
Okay, it's all right. We can continue this game next time we play it.
Yeah, because you've won once, I've won once, and this time we tied. It only seems fair.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll be back after this short break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna. Think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products at work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Okay, so we close every episode with our big fat positives or big fat negatives of the week. Shauna, what do you have for us?
I have a BFP.
I like it.
Yeah, and that's the Wonder Weeks app.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
I am, and I'm just like staring at it waiting for Elite. Tell me more about the Wonder Weeks app.
Oh, okay, so the Wonder Weeks app follows a book called The Wonder Weeks that tracks different leaps in your baby's development. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty accurate based on your baby's due date. So even if your baby's born like a week before or a week after due date, you go by that the day they were due.
Okay. Gestational age, right?
Yeah, gestational age. And generally, most babies go through leaps in their development around the same time. So this app will track it so you can read about like – if what your baby's going through at a certain time. And I think the first one is around 5 weeks, so your baby should be getting there soon.
That's right. But yeah. 5 weeks, that's 5 weeks gestational age, and my baby was born a week early.
So. Okay. Yeah, so maybe it's really close. But I could also be wrong. I haven't reviewed it in depth lately. But
no, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah. And it tells you kind of what their brain is doing and what new skills they're learning. And to me, what's really helpful is it tells you how the baby's handling this change in development, because a lot of times the baby will be more fussy, will want more close contact, will want to breastfeed more. So things that might be like, gosh, why is my baby so upset this week? I can like check my app and be like, I wonder if she's having a leap. And oftentimes, sure enough, she's either very close to a leap or is in the middle of one. So I know that she's like going through a big developmental change and going through a lot with her brain and her body. And she kind of handles those things by being fussy, crying a lot more, things that seem confusing to me. Like, I'm like, why is this out of nowhere?
Yeah.
And it helps me understand why and what she's going through and what she'll be able to do afterwards. So it's pretty cool. I used it for my first daughter till the end of Wonder Weeks, which is like maybe 18 months or 2 years or something. And I kind of still wish they had it for her because I'm always like, what's she going through now? Because baby's development is really fascinating and really cool, I think.
Yeah. So one of the things about it is it like tells you like your leap isn't coming up for X number of days. And I'm like, keep checking back on it, being like, when's my leap? Oh, it's still not happening. When's my leap? It's still not happening. But it's closing in fast. So we'll see. It was recommended to me by a friend who has about, a 7 month old now. And he had told me about it because he was like, you're going to love it because otherwise you'll be staring at your baby wondering why the hell he's fussing. You know, you had this perfect baby that you thought you knew so well. And then suddenly they're like a different baby for a week and you can't figure out why. It's like, this is telling you why, you know, and it's not like that they're just turning into like a little shit. It's because they're like actually like learning and growing and their brain is changing. So
yeah, it's very definitely cool.
Isn't
yeah.
there a book that goes with it?
Yes, there is. But I find the app pretty cool. It's more comprehensive than it was when I used it for my first daughter. Mm. It has like videos now and a lot more information about what they're going through. And I think it's free too. I don't know. Maybe I did pay for it. I don't remember.
No. I think I paid for it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did. So.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I think it was, you know, if $1.99, $3, you know, it's an app price, which is well worth it if it gives you that peace of mind, you know?
Mm-hmm. And some people say it doesn't work for them, like it doesn't line up with their babies. And some are very anti-Wonder Weeks. They're like, it's astrology for babies. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I kind of feel like it's based on science.
Yeah, astrology is a stretch. Like, it's based on changes in their cognitive development. It's not like it's not like if your baby was born in January, he's going to be doing this. Your baby was born in May.
Yeah, he's going to have great talkative skills. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, that's my BFP. What about you?
So I also have a BFP. It's something that was actually gifted to me by some friends of ours. It's the Taking Care of Babies First 5 Months course. Ooh. Have you heard of Taking Care of Babies? It's a really bad name for a really good course.
Are you saying Taking Care, like the popular name of a girl in the 90s? Kara?
Indeed I am, Shauna. Yeah.
Why is it Taking Care?
Because her name is Kara. Kara is teaching you how to take care of the babies. You see?
Clever. So yeah, so is it an online course?
It is. So I can't say, I don't know how much it costs because it was a gift to us, but it's like an online video course. But it's supposed to teach you how to build good sleep skills for your baby. And I had been reading a book called The Happy Sleeper, and it seems fairly similar, but I just couldn't get through the book because I have no time to read a book, you know, like, and it was a physical book. And if I'm in bed trying to read, like, I should just be sleeping right now. So he sent us this course. It really only starts to apply once you're sort of 4 weeks and above, which is why he sent it this week, which was very thoughtful of him.
Nice.
But I binge watched all the different episodes. And so it's very much in the vein of like Dr. Javi Karp and the swaddling and the 5 S's and all that stuff. But it gives you some really good tips that like stuff I didn't realize that I've already been able to implement. So like one example is this idea that newborns have a 60 to 90 minute awake window.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about this? Do you?
I do because I'm also reading The Happy Sleeper.
Yeah. So The Happy Sleeper tells you about this, but there's something like way more accessible about the way Kara teaches you about it. It just like stuck with me better.
Mm.
So, and she also has babies. She shows you babies so she can show you like exactly like what they look like when they do things and like when they're tired and their tired cues. But for the last couple of days, I've started using it. So normally what would happen is my baby would wake up from a nap, I'd feed him, change him, and then he'd start getting, you know, we'd have like a little bit of awake time, and then he'd start getting fussy, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, he needs to feed again. And I'd be like, well, it's probably a cluster feed. He's a newborn. I'll feed him on demand. And of course, I'd give him the boob, and he takes it because he's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized watching this course that like, oh no, it's been six. I'll look at the clock. I'd be like, oh, it's been about an hour. Like this is not I'm hungry fussiness. This is like I want a nap fussiness. And they recommend you swaddle for every nap. I haven't been able to do that, but I'm trying to swaddle for as many naps as possible and actually put them in their bassinet, which is not his favorite place, you know, but you're getting them used to it. And I have to say that he goes down like a, you know, or I don't know, like a rock. What's a simile? He just goes down super easy when I catch him in that window.
Oh, nice.
Like shockingly easy. So I'm really, really enjoying it. And I'm trying to, like, we're working on the night stuff. There's like some of the stuff about the night, trying to like keep the lights low, which we've been trying to do. You know, like, one of the things is like, try not to like make like too much eye contact with your baby at night, because, you know, faces are like stimulating for them. So it's led to like Corey and I, like, it feels really weird. Like, you're trying like not to look at them.
That's so good.
But I have noticed it helps, because my instinct is like gaze into his face and try to sing to him and sing him back to sleep. And that's been keeping him up. And the biggest stress for me hasn't been the short durations he's been sleeping at night, but how long he stays up in between when he wakes up to feed. I mean, he was staying up like hour and a half, 2 hours between feeds, and that was killing me. Oh, so we're trying so this hard. And it's starting to work, and I'll report back and see if it's working, like how well it's working. But I'm really into it. Taking care of babies. I'll put the link on our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com, where you can find it in the show notes. That's TakingCarababies, takingcarababies.com. And you can get the course yourself. So
awesome. Yeah. Thanks for
sharing. Thank you to Amaprit and Kareth for gifting that to us. You've gifted us the gift of sleep.
Aw, that's so great.
I know. Anyway, I think I have a baby that's about to wake up from one of his successful naps, so.
Excellent. I guess we should wrap it up then.
We probably should. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love if you left us a rating and a review. That really helps us find new listeners. But also, if you're on Spotify or any other platform, we love you just as much.
That's right. And speaking of loving you guys, we love hearing from you. And if you have any comments or questions, definitely feel free to reach out to us. Laura, where can they find us?
We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierich, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.